Welcome to Inspiration Radio, Growth Principles for Humanity and Progress. Join us when we share information, wisdom, and ideas how to create an extraordinary future for us all. The future is open. We together decide what will be in it. Welcome to another episode of Inspiration Radio. Today I'd like to talk with you about another part of the true fives. You know, there's a lot of fives which can help you really to increase the quality of your life or get a different view on life. Recently, and let's recap that, we talked about the true five of age. Because when most people talk about age, they think about the chronological age, but that is the least important one. I compare it like the car. It's just when you left the factory and it's a number in your passport, but it says nothing how good, how fit you are. So number one, chronological age. Number two, the biological age. So how fit and healthy is your body? Number three, the mental age. How fit is your brain? How fast can you think? How clear you can think? Number four, I call curiosity age. And this is an interest and willingness to be and stay curious. Like a kid, always interested in new ones, not just always the same thing, the same thoughts. No, really, really curious to build new synapses. And number five, the spiritual age. And the spiritual age is timeless. Because the first four are mainly, what could we say, ages of our incarnation. And number five is not really about the incarnation, our body, our brain. And that's why I today want to talk with you about what we call the true five of self. And I really mean this with the self, and we will find out what we really mean by this, but it's so important to really get the difference, what is yourself, who you truly are, and what is the I, the me. Because we often say, I have a body, or been the body. That's even one part already, that we too much identified with our body, with the material level. But the body, the incarnation, is not what we truly are. And here comes the first really big difference, in just in the wording. Not the me, the I, the self. What is your true self? And we also said for thousands of years, philosopher says, know yourself. This is so much important. Why? Okay. As long you're just simply looking at this level of incarnation, And when I started hearing these sentences, you should know yourself, it was more like, are you really realizing what you're doing, what kind of patterns you have? Or then the idea of what is your belief system? Or what kind of traits you have? Or you make profiles, they say, oh, you're good in mathematics, or you're good in speech, or whatever. They try to put you whatever in whatever drawer, and this is you good for this job or that job. But knowing ourself, our true self, is so much more. It's not just what we developed, maybe even as an ego or a persona, by the way, you know, personality, persona, where it comes from. Persona was in the old Greek times, in the theater, they had a mask. So they had a mask on a stick and was holding it in front of the face, and this mask was called persona. So if you understand when we're talking about our persona, that is maybe what we created, our image. If you look in the mirror, you have an idea, oh, that's me. And we have even the belief we are always the same person. But we know today, or most people know it, that our body is constantly in a kind of change. Cells are dying, and some cells are new. Some say in 3 years, you're totally new because all cells are renewed. Some say maybe it's 7 years. It doesn't matter really, is it 3 or 7 years, for what I try to make you aware is we at least know if you're a little bit longer on the planet, you're not the same one as you're born. All cells are renewed. And that's an interesting thing. We, you know, we get new cells. So if you're 60 and 70, you get new cells. But if you get totally new cells, why, when you're old, all the cells play old? Like we're at the biological age. Why is our body old if all cells are renewed? So think of it. And the main thing is not what we did in the past. The main thing is who we are, what we think, what is our energy field the moment we get the new cell. Because we program the new cells. Who is programming it? It is a connection between the true self and the body, the new cells. You know, let's make it simple. We have a kind of duality between, let's say, soul and body. And if we don't get really what our soul is, then we can't really understand why our body is acting like this. Yeah, partly it can belong to whatever is on the material level, from hormones and everything. And you could have an accident and hurt yourself or whatever. But the main thing is, and we talk in all cultures about kind of self-healing. What means then self-healing? The body is healing itself, or is maybe the self an important part of the healing? So if you just have the idea in the duality, let's simply say the soul is like the driver and the body is the car. So if the driver has a problem or has an attitude of misusing or not really thinking or not caring about the car and is treating the car at the edge of what is capable, then it's easily damaged. It easily gets problems like no good food, no good gas, no good oil and everything. You don't take care about the car. So then you can renew parts, get new cells, but if the driver is not new and not allowing the new, he's misusing it again, so it will not last long. Okay, energetic fields and the soul, our true self, is in the non-duality and creates a connection between the body through the energetic fields. So if we have stress, but we saw stress, and there's a connection between the mental age with the thinking, and it is really interesting also that people with Alzheimer's can forget everything, but just a moment before they die, they can really recognize people around them, say the name, and the full capacity seems to be back. So what is it really, really? We don't know everything, but trust, what we get here is we have with self-awareness a variety of topics to look at. First of all, just be aware. Where are your blind spots? What is your normal patterns, like I said? How you react in stress situations and so on. What is your belief system? What is a fundamental belief, how you see the world, not just normal beliefs? And then it's important to understand we as humans live with a brain which is limiting us and is tricking us. It's so hard to see the truth. We have every day, 50, 60, 70,000 thoughts, and mainly the same. Are they really true? What is opinion? What is fact? We have a map, maybe. We don't know really the landscape. So there is a lot to understand, and Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, his partner, there was so much in how the brain is tricking us that they could do good investments. Because it's just about reality, hard reality facts, if you want to be a good investor. No dreams, not hopes, and not too much fear. Fear is a fantasy. Yeah, of the future, and guilt is a fantasy of the past. Remember that. And nearly all the feelings are tricky because of beliefs we have it. So patterns, blind spots, but then really to learn where is the brain tricking me? How do I see reality? This is already tough, hard part. Today we talk a lot also about purpose, the true essence, what is it, and maybe a little bit spiritual, why I'm here on planet Earth. What is my true nature? Do I live it? Do I listen to my own soul? Am I really the sovereign of my life, or just trained and framed to follow other people's idea? So, and when we say, okay, we take the body away, we take the thoughts away, we take emotions away, what is left? And here we come to the true self. We could it simply call soul. It is something in the non-duality. The modern science also says simply everything. Everything, and it's not just the modern science, it's also, like says, the ancient truth is we are consciousness. Total consciousness. In the non-duality, consciousness. So, like you say, there's a big conscious field, and out of this conscious field, we come out of as conscious agents and create, what we call it, like incarnation, we create something what looks separate. And we believe all, if we forget, that's the main thing of the brain. It should really hinder us to see the whole thing, otherwise we couldn't do the small limitation self. So the brain is more the problem, not only because it's tricking you, it is blocking you from information. You don't know everything. Some child still are remembering where they came from. They can see even spirits with bodies. They can read with blindfolded and everything. But we train them that this is not we, the adults, the school, the system trains them. No, that's not real. So they really forget. We forget who we truly are. So, and that's why self-awareness for thousands of years, it says, is the most important thing, the self-awareness. And in some countries they have the saying, self-awareness is the first step. So there would be then true one of the true five, because there are more, four more steps. So if you really get clear who you really are, what is your true essence, what is yourself, you really connected to yourself. And you don't need to go there and do something. You are. So it's nothing to do, just kind of remember it. And discover it again. Feel it again. It is not work. It's just realizing the being, who you are. And then ideally, and we come to the second point, you start living it, really living it. That's why we call the second step self-empowerment. You could also say it, you give yourself the okay, you allow yourself to really live the self, to live what you are. But there are two things. First of all, maybe society and everything, when you made the process, discovering yourself, you say, oh gosh, it's totally different when I thought before, and nobody really wanted it, supported me in this. They all said, you need to do this, and what the neighbors think of you, and so on. They want that you function. So therefore, we call it empowerment, because you need to really empower yourself to live your true self. You need to allow yourself. Nobody can tell yourself not to be. You can't change it. You can forget it. You can stop doing on planet Earth and the incarnation what you wanted to do, why you incarnated. You can forget it, ignore it, but that's not the idea. It's like sitting in the car driving and then you follow all other signs and forget totally where you wanted to drive. It makes no sense. But most people live like this because they're not really trying to get clear who they really are. So, self-awareness and then self-empowerment. Before we go to the next one, let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, we had self-awareness, self-empowerment, and now comes self-determination. And here we really can use also the word, and that's why we, in those contexts, living your true self, also say, be the boss, be the sovereign who is deciding what to live and how to live. But there's two things in self-determination, the self and the determination, and this is something what we want to make here really clear. You always should be aligned with yourself. It should be always yourself. You clear yourself, you're empowered, and now you decide, consciously decide how and what you want to live. But is also the determination of this self, the limited self you live in your incarnation. Because the real self, your true nature, is in the non-duality and living in the infinite universe. So it's limitless out there, limitless possibility. So many possibilities. And incarnation means deciding for limitation. That's why we also have the brain to forget a lot of things, because we want to live this incarnation, at least for a period of time. So self-determination means always should it be aligned with your true self. But we also at that point are clear, we, or the soul, or self, decided just only one part of it is really consciously living in the incarnation. And this is what we can maybe say, you come down on planet Earth, have a purpose, what you want to accomplish. And then number four, with the decision of the incarnation, what do you want really here, is not directly results or goals, no. First is experience. What do you want to experience? And that is what all wise men say, all those who are in this topic and have connections through channeling or whatever to other entities. They say we incarnate because we want to have a special experience, and we need to incarnate to get those experiences, otherwise we couldn't have it. And it's different, like we feel dreaming in the night is different than living of the day. We feel there's a difference. Even if we can discuss what is a real dream and what is a reality, but we at least can accept there is a difference. And here it comes again, the self-awareness, you're totally clear what yourself is. You allow yourself and empower yourself. Yes, I want to live full that, what I'm truly. Then you make the decision what part of self is really living this incarnation. And with this, you decide what kind of experience you want to have. It can like feelings, but it can be also, oh, I want to be rich, I want to be poor, or whatever that. What is pain? Everything is possible. The experience that you yourself, if you go through life, best every day reflect what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling. Is this really what I want to experience? Because a lot of people suffer under their own thinking. They feel at the wrong place. They follow others to please others. And maybe sometimes I feel a little bit shitty, not really good. So it can be that you would like to experience that. Fine. That's all. This free will of the self. But most people forgot that they should empower themselves, make a clear decision what they want to experience, and then be totally aware every day, is this really what I want to experience? And as I said, a lot of people go through the days and feeling not good. It's not just about not feeling good. It's maybe better than feeling shitty. But it's not about living neutral. It's not about just having no negative thoughts. It's just zero. It's nothing. What is it what you really, really want to experience in feelings? What is it? You want to be a winner. You want in a relationship. You want to experience how it is to give love, to raise children, whatever, whatever it is, what is it what you really want to feel and experience, or learn, if you like to say, but really be curious to experience it. And this is the kind of, even can say, egoistic or selfistic thing, because just as you incarnate to really make the decision, I want to experience that. And here we see again that incarnation is a limitation from the vast possibilities the non-dual self has. It says, okay, I incarnate. And with the incarnation, there's a lot of limitations. There's a planet, there's a sex or whatever. There's a region on planet Earth where you are. But then, if you see the life, it's an ongoing limitation. Theoretically, you can have it all, but you can't live it all. Because everything, if you want to experience it really, and if you experience something in the here and now, it is like TV or radio. you can choose one station to experience that, to watch that, but not all the others. So what is it, what you experience? Well, in my case, I was young and then decided to go to school or to go to higher school or go to university. This was at the end of the school decision, go directly to work or go to university. So I limited myself to, okay, I study. But there on the university is a lot of possibilities. You want to become a doctor, astronaut, or what, astrology, or whatever. You can do astronomy and physics. There is so much you can study. I studied law, so limiting myself. At the end, when I had my law degree, yeah, what then? Do I want to become a judge, just go in the industry, or become a lawyer? So everything, it's limitation. What do you want to experience? And ideally, it's always conscious decisions. I experienced in school, I was not clear what I wanted to study. So I was good at mathematics, but that's why I don't want to become a teacher, go back to school. And someone said you could be an engineer, in electronics. They have a lot of calculation, also theoretic stuff. Well, good if you're good in mathematics. So I said, okay, I can try that. And then two boys of my class at that time decided also to study electrical engineering. I said, okay, then we are three already. Fine. So this was not a clear conscious decision what I want to experience. It was maybe at the moment a kind of decision, I don't want to feel the struggle and these situations that I don't know, so I make a decision for something. But it was not the conscious decision what I want to experience. And even when I decided to be a lawyer and had my sign out, I was not clear. Yeah, so you do that. You need to find a way to make money. But it was more being like a victim and I need to go through it. It was not really a clear decision. It was not a clear conscious thing. What do I want to experience with the sign? What do I want to experience with the professional lawyer? What do I want to experience? Do I want to experience standing in court and speaking and winning a case? Or what is it? Get something done for justice. What is it what I really, really want to experience? And you see so many professions, unfortunately also doctors, they don't want the experience of being the best doctor they can be, the best to help patients. They maybe want to experience how to buy a boat or whatever, how to make money and how to run that. So this is so important. What do you want to experience? Because, and we have another 2-5, but we mentioned it here, the top 5 regrets of the dying. And the number one topic is, I didn't live my true self. And with that, at the end, Ronnie Ware, who wrote the book about the top 5 regrets, so what people regret is what they didn't do, not what they did. So every day, if you don't decide what do you really want to experience, what you're trading your time for in this incarnation, you're losing out. Someone else is choosing, not you. And we all heard it. If you're not filling your time, someone else will fill it your time. If it's not your priorities, then other people's priorities. But it never helped me really, because it was so intellectually even. It was a big aha when I realized that the most important thing on planet Earth is the time I have to live. Before, everybody said health is the most important. Or then money is most important. Well, you can lose health and get it back. You can lose money and get it back. But time you lost on this level here in the incarnation is gone. You only live in the moment. And if you miss a moment, gone. So I got that. But I never really knew how to optimize my life in the moment. And when I came up then and heard, God, I don't know who told me that first, at least with the two, five self, we have this, with the self experience. Do I want to experience that? Do I really want that? With this question and reflection, I finally could get the quality of every moment better and better. If you want to be happy, fulfilled, it's all inside of you. You experience life inside of you, not outside of you. And that's why if you really want to feel intensely, most people close the eyes. Whatever it is, you want to listen better to the music, you enjoy the kiss more, you close your eyes. Because all the experiences are in you. And that's why is the focus there of the question, is this what I feel now or experience now, what I really want to experience? Is that? And then you can make a correction. Directly. You don't need to stay long in situations you don't want to stay in. You feel it directly. And you can plan your day. You can think in the morning what you want to accomplish, but you can think also, what is it what I want to experience? Why I go to this country? Why I go in a theater? Why I do this? Why I date this person? What is it what I want to experience? Feel, not just have. Tick off, I've been there. Tick off, I've done that. Now, what is it what you really want to experience? Interesting question. Have it all day, every day, and reflect. And we make another break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we have this self-awareness. We are totally clear what our true self, our non-dual self is. And we give us permission and empower us to live full our true self. And that's why we make a decision from the self. From the self. The self should do the decision, not mama, papa, whoever. Self makes a decision what limited self should be living in the incarnation. And what then self-experience? What you want to experience. This limited self wants to experience something. And what is it? And this experience goes back to the full self, to the conscious field. So far you can say everything is kind of egoistic because it's just what you want to feel. But here is an also an incarnation. And most selves want also to give. Because, you know, giving is so much more rewarding than just taking. Nobody, no other self, has the right to interfere. If someone wants to experience pain, you're not allowed to take the pain away. And there's still a lot of people, they say, oh, that's the good people who try to help. No. If the other self, because of the wished experience, asks you to support, that they can make the right experience they want, great. That's, by the way, say, there are a lot of other entities, higher level spirits, or so much more consciousness than we have normal human beings. And they say they're around us. We can't see them maybe, or we can't communicate with them because our consciousness, our frequency is not high enough, not on their level. They communicate. But the main thing is they're to help us, but not to interfere. So we need to be ready and we need to ask for help. And that's why when I decide what I want to experience and I can't experience it, it's good. And I needed really to learn that because my ego was hindering that I ask people for help. But today I know what I want and can ask him, can you help me, that I get this experience. So this is another important thing. They are all there. So learn to ask, but be clear what you want to experience. Not what you want to have. What you want to experience is a different. So let's say that is all about you. And now number five, we call the self-effectiveness. So you're here on planet Earth. So if you see it as a game to be alive because you choose it and don't take it too serious, but take it serious enough to play, then you're not identified with it, but you want to play it good. And you can play with friends, whatever game it is, if it's ball or you play a poker, whatever it is, you can decide, first of all, what you want to experience, And ideally, you want to experience, how is it to play poker good? You want to win. Or self-effectiveness means also what kind of impact you want to have in the world, how you impact, what you want to do really for humanity, what results are you creating, what is the wished outcome you want to have, and what is the best way to do it, and are you giving your best for the outcome? And this we call winspiration, all this five self together, because in spirit, you're always there. The self is always there. You're always in spirit. You're always a non-dual self. And there's unlimited possibilities, but you decide for limitation. And that's why we have the W in front of inspiration, because of being in spirit and inspired from inside out. Because the W says, okay, I want to win. I want to make it good. I want to play my life really intensively good. I don't go up in the morning or start the week with, oh, I can be a loser this week, or what can I do bad? No, we all dream of this. We want more. We want expansion. So, but win, not and win-lose, because that might be you interfere too much in the experience of someone else. Win-win. So winspiration, that's really living the five true selves fully out. And here again, self-awareness, self-empowerment, self-determination, self-experience, self-effectiveness. And please be conscious, and then you are a conscious creator. And because you're not interfering, we all one, we can do creation together. Be a conscious co-creator and live it fully out, ready to win. And be assured, the best will come.